Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. We're back with another rocket week of wrestling recaps and fun. I got a real exciting guest here today, a comedian, Sam J. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
You have the same thing as me, where we both have one syllable first and last names.
Yes.
Or stage names, whatever. Where people, like, I want to call you Sam J every time I want to reference you. And people call me Dan Black all the time. They go, Dan Black, Dan Black.
Yeah.
Because as you say, Dan feels like it's short.
Right. No, so, I agree. People always say Sam J. My friends say Sam.
Yeah.
I've always been called Sam, like, ever since I was a kid. So
right.
It wasn't really a weird adjustment.
But I think once you hear Sam J, like, it's people who just meet me are like, hey, Dan Black.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. So I was excited because I bumped into you at the PWG show.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Two Fridays ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always looking for, I'm like, I want to know all the comedians who like wrestling.
That was my first one. My first PWG show.
Yeah. That was my second PWG show. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It was real hot. That's the only thing I didn't like.
No, it's not comfortable at PWG.
It was so hot in there. It just smelled like a bunch of dicks, but
yeah, it smells like, and it is, the smell might be just a bunch of dicks.
And
there's like a lot of sweaty dicks in
there.
Yeah,
a lot. So it's not woman friendly, I'll put it like that.
Definitely not. So the PWG experience is like, they almost, they're like gonna show you the one of the best wrestling shows you've ever seen, but they're gonna haze you with uncomfortableness.
Yeah, like you gotta really love wrestling. Like,
yeah, you have to love wrestling.
You gotta love it.
Like, I wanna bring my wife just to show her.
Oh,
like,
no, don't do that. I saw a dude there on a date, and he was like, I was like, he needs to marry this woman, because he was like having the time of his life. And anytime he would, like, make eye contact with her and talk with her, she would act like she cared.
Yeah.
But as soon as he turned away, I saw the misery on her face. Like, she did not want to be there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he should marry her, because that'll fade fast. Right? I mean, that's, like, all pageantry for, like, to, like, be like, oh, I'm trying to be cool. My wife is so past that.
Right.
I think our first date, I took her to an MMA to watch a UFC at my buddy's house. And she was like, I love MMA. And now she still pretends to like MMA, but never wants to watch it, even when it's Ronda Rousey.
Right.
Like, even when it's, like, females pushing the boundaries.
But it was just the fact that she did it at all that was impressive to me. And that she just wasn't like, it was so uncomfortable in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, any woman who doesn't like wrestling, who is sitting through this,
yeah,
she's a remarkable person.
It's tough. It's definitely tough in there, but it's worth it.
Yeah,
I hear
definitely.
That Bola, like, that's the thing coming up, the tournament, the big tournament. David, I hear it gets to like over 100 degrees in there.
Gross.
Yeah, and that has like all the best wrestlers on it.
I will honestly say, I was like, I will never probably go to this again.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I got it. It was cool, but I'll watch it online.
The first show I went to was in the spring. And it was way better. Like,
yeah.
I was really comfortable. I mean, not comfortable in the way that, like, I was standing up the whole time. I was, like, leaning against the wall. I had to take a piss, and it was disgusting in there. It was gross in that way, in, like, a punk rock show way.
Right,
but it wasn't, like, hot.
Yeah.
So,
see, that's the problem. It's hella punk rock, and I like that about it. But then it's, like, this is, like, a sport, though. So, you, like, it can get real nasty in here.
So, that show was, well, anyway,
was
we had been
dope.
On a couple stand-up shows together.
TWG, it was really awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely a great show. But it's fair to say that. And it feels like they could move to somewhere better.
Yeah, I feel
they
like
just
they
don't want to.
I feel like they feel like, yo, if you love PWG, you would sit through this.
Right.
Like, it's like tradition at this point for
exactly.
it to be that way. And I get that totally. You know what I mean?
But it's crazy the talent that's in there.
But
like,
I'm a girl, so I'll just wait till they move to some AC building and start acting right.
Right. Definitely. So, yeah, we'd been on a couple stand-up shows together, and then so I was, when I bumped into you, I was like, oh, she's really funny and likes wrestling? Amazing. So I was happy to get you on here.
Oh, thank you, man.
Talking about wrestling. So, yeah, I mean, we're leading up to SummerSlam here.
Yeah.
Are you excited about SummerSlam?
I am now. Ever since they did the draft and the split, I'm like, yes, it's going to be awesome.
So you like the draft?
Yeah, it made it better. It made it better because for a long time, like, I would kind of tune in and out to wrestling. So I watch for like a month or two before, or maybe a month before SummerSlam and like a month before WrestleMania to kind of just know what's going on. And then I wouldn't really watch throughout because I just get bored with the way they were handling the storylines and the way they were putting people over. And now with the draft, it feels more like old school like going back to WWF days to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's just like people are running in on interviews and punching people and just like.
Well, everyone's getting more time.
Yeah, everyone's getting more time, and it's just more like build up to the fights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the fights don't seem like they're coming out of anywhere. They're building up real grudges and like making it cool.
Yeah, I think that that's definitely true. And the way that that is showing itself, I think, is that there's like wrestlers are getting multiple segments on the show. Like on Raw, Cesaro had two matches.
Right, right.
He had two matches, and like they're doing more back behind the scenes. They're able to, the fights are feeling more important
right.
for SummerSlam.
No, yeah. And then like just like how they had, I can't remember Buddy's name, put up the belt that night. Oh, my man, Dolph. Dolph. You know, he, like, last week he fought for the belt that night because everyone was basically saying he was a punk and he was scared. And he was like, I'm not scared. And they're like, why would you risk it right now, right before WrestleMania?
Oh, when he put his number one contender spot on the line.
Yeah, when he put his contender spot on the line, right. And it was like, why would you do that right before WrestleMania? It was like, because he has something to prove. And then that builds up more into WrestleMania. It's just, they're making it fun again.
There's more story elements.
Yeah.
They're definitely like, the rosters are feeling kind of thin, and that's showing because they're using all these jobbers too.
Right.
They're having like, which I love jobbers. I love when you have like a guy you've never seen before who's like a local scrawny white dude with like a terrible tiger tattoo on his shoulder.
Right.
And his name is, well, the guy was James Ellsworth, was that other guy.
Monday they did that too. They had the dude who just got beat up by the big dude.
Braun Strowman.
Yeah, who's just been beating up everybody.
Yeah.
And they had that that dude in there just to get beat the hell up, which I haven't seen in so long. Where they just like.
That's WWF. I mean, you're talking about the
old
school days.
That's old school WWF. Like, when they would try to really, like, build up somebody before they debuted them, like, for real, debut them in a match, they would do all this stuff to really build them up as a character. And part of it was, like, having them just beat up
the jobbers,
random dummies.
Yeah.
And like, just cool stuff like.
Enhancement talent. That's what they're calling them. And, you know, like, the slang for them is jobbers. But, like, enhancement talent is, like, the way they're, like, not speaking down to them. In the new PC America that we live in, they're called enhancement talent.
They did that with the the girl, too. They had the girl that they're, the one
Nia
that looks,
Jax.
Yeah, the one that looks like Jocelyn Hernandez. Like, that's kind of her character. She's like a reality TV chick.
Ava Marie?
Yes.
With the red hair?
Like, how they keep bringing her out, and then she don't really fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she always finds a way to, like, weasel her way out of the fight.
I love that.
But that's dope, because that's old WWF stuff. So now you're like, you
it's
have
like
a,
Mr. Perfect shit.
You have a real, like, issue with that character before you even really get to see her. You're like, oh, she tries to weasel her way out of stuff. I can't wait for her to, like, get beat up. You know what I'm saying?
So you know, we should get right into the most important
stuff. Builds it up.
Right into Ava Marie. The biggest wrestler of all time. No, she, I like what they're doing with Ava Marie.
It's so dope.
She keeps finding reasons to not fight.
But like,
because everyone knows she can't wrestle.
I feel
anyway.
Like I want to include you and tell you why this is so cool.
Oh, the, listen.
It's so cool because it's like she's new, so she hasn't fought yet.
Here on the Comedians Wrestling, the cow, all the cowboys and girls out there, they
that's
cowboy.
That's not gonna stick.
Listen, I didn't name it. It's sticking. The cowboys. That's from our Facebook page, the Comedians Wrestling Facebook page. Someone started calling people cowboys and cows. I think it was Mr. Jason Shapiro. But they know about Alexis. They know she's here.
Yeah.
I'm around.
Cool. Yeah, so they like it's dope.
Alexis, the engineer.
She's new, so she hasn't fought yet, but they're like building it. So every time she's supposed to fight, she weasels her way out of the fight. So you like kind of get an attachment to her as a character before you like see the thing, you know?
Because the thing about her, she's beautiful.
And she's pretty.
And
she's got this whole like reality girl, like
she's
bad
on Total
girls
Divas.
Club attitude, like, oh, I'm the prettiest, I'm the baddest, like, so it's fun, you know what I mean?
All red everything, she's got like...
All red everything, yeah, that's her thing.
Yeah. But she, so Ava Marie, everything about her is working right now. They have her, like, so glammed up, like, she has, like, a beautiful gold... sun-kissed skin that she like just got sprayed right before she came out. Yeah.
Yep.
And she comes out with the robe, like a flare robe, and she comes out, and then they have this announcer when she comes out just like saying like, prepare to be dazzled, enchanted by the beauty of Ava Marie.
I love it.
Yeah, and then she opens a robe and just flashes everyone.
Yeah, and just says she walks around and she just says like, I'm the baddest bitch, and then she doesn't fight, and then she just leaves.
Yeah, it's great. Also,
looks like maybe she was going to be a magician's assistant and then got into wrestling.
Yeah, that is a great call.
Yeah.
So she, although I did see a great clip of this guy called Mr. Magic. It's someone posted it on the Facebook page. It's like the saying this is the best, one of the best. It was Chad Damiani, guest of the show. He posted one of the best DQs of all time. It's this guy comes out, does magic tricks. He puts the guy in the box, puts the knives through the box. And then when he takes the box off of, the guy's just all bloody and he gets DQ'd. Like, the trick didn't even happen. He just stabbed the guy.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so Avery, one of the things the guy announced, I even wrote this down because I thought it was so ridiculous. He says, he goes, prepare to be enchanted and prepare to be enchanced. Is that a word? That's not a word, right?
No.
Did I hear that? Would it be enhanced? Yeah. What could he have said?
But why would that enhance?
No. I think it's maybe to be funny. It's like enchanted and enchanced.
No.
I don't know. Or I just heard it wrong. But anyway, the Avonmarie thing is cool. It seems like they're building up to, I don't know if this is officially on the card, but a Becky Lynch, Avonmarie match at SummerSlam.
Which is big, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Avonmarie's working.
But that's good, cool, like smart, fun shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what's making me watch again.
I wonder if she can wrestle yet, because she's trained by Brian Kendrick. Like, she's very trained. So the place I trained at, Santino Brothers, for a little bit, I trained there for a little bit for a Funnier Die
Series. Shameless plug?
No, they're not paying me anything. They're not paying me. I gave them money. But she trained there out here, and yeah. I mean, she has to be semi-good at this point, or right. Whatever. Anyway, so speaking of SummerSlam, I think they're building up this Orton Brock match pretty well also.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
The RKO on Brock, and like just the build up. You'll never get to RKO. Like, oh, it was so good.
Then that timing was amazing.
Yeah, he just ran out and RKO'd the shit out of his ass. And then Brock coming back, SmackDown. It's good.
What other show can you do? Like, honestly, think about this. The only other show is SNL where you can do something like that that's so live.
Right.
Where you're like, Paul Heyman's timing is like, you'll never land an RKO on Randy Orton. And then as he's saying that, an RKO happens.
Right.
And Brock Lesnar stayed down for at least a 3 count.
Yeah. And he came out of nowhere, too. Like, he really came out of nowhere and just, like, yanked him. It was awesome.
And they botched so much camera work on WWE, and this was like, they did not botch
perfect.
This at all.
Yeah, it was so good.
I didn't even see the audience, like, get excited because they saw him before us.
No,
like, nothing. It was,
like,
totally out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. It was like,
yeah. They did a great job with Orton on his return.
Yeah, no, this is fun.
This is the best I remember him since Legend Killer, like a long time ago. Yeah, so I think that's good. And then Brock came out at SmackDown and gave him the F5. It was less cool than the RKO out of nowhere.
It was very less cool, but it was still like, they're building it up.
Yeah. I like how already after the draft, the brands are bleeding.
Yeah.
Then Daniel Bryan was on Raw. It's already showing that, like, I don't know if this is going to work.
Right.
Like, the shows are going to have to bleed.
I mean, I think they'll bleed, but I think it's bringing back that old, like, Nitro Raw energy where there's just two entities that are separate that are kind of going at each other, but sometimes cross over, like when DX went to like Nitro, you know what I mean?
Well, so that's what's brilliant about the draft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's bringing back that type of energy, which is just fun.
Is that like they really, like WWE is big enough now, they're a public company, right? They're worth like billions or I don't know what I'm talking about, but a lot of money. Like they can compete with themselves.
Right. Exactly.
Right? They can't compete with themselves. It's just, that's not like working for me yet, but I know that that's going
to
take
a great
time.
Way to make like more superstars too. And like, just make it more interesting. Cause it was getting to the point where it's like, I'm so sick of Triple H winning things. I'm so over it.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm tired of Cena, but it's like now you got Ambrose and you got this guy, you got that. It just gives more stuff for you to choose from.
Definitely.
Which was how it used to be. Like you had picks and bad guys sometimes won.
Yeah.
And like sometimes they won for a long time and you had to root for a good guy to like come up through the ranking and take the bad guy out. And now it's kind of becoming that again. And you've got the dudes, the Colt brother dudes and the sweet little sister Abigail, those dudes. And like
brothers?
The Colt brothers? Brothers.
Oh, the Wyatt family.
Yeah, the Wyatt family.
Not the Republican guys.
Yeah.
The Wyatt family.
The most evil men in the world. The Coke brothers would be an awesome tag
that
team in WWE.
That probably needs to go down.
It's but, super rich guys who like only want to just like make you smoke
and
cigarettes.
Just, like,
and
Miami Vice with those shirts, though. Yeah. Dope. But yeah, like they're dope. And this is how they disrupt things and like how weird and airy they are. And then like when they're video starts to play like out of nowhere during someone's match and they just come do something.
Yeah, I mean,
messed up to somebody.
I love Bray
for
Wyatt.
No reason sometimes.
I'm a little confused with the direction of Bray Wyatt right now because he's like, so they drafted him all to separate shows, but then they gave him Eric Rowan again. It was like, all right, you know, if you're going to have him as the Wyatt family, put them all together. He doesn't need like one of the Wyatts with him. I don't know. I'm confused with on the draft how they did it with him. I was like, all right, put him by himself, make him look strong. They're doing that, except for,
yeah,
I don't know.
That.
Then Ziggler beat him clean, but he had to because you have to build up Ziggler again.
Right.
But Bray seems to always get, he comes out and says that like he's a god. He's calling himself literally a god.
Right.
And then he keeps losing. Like nothing he said, they don't let
but
him.
But what I like about it is like, it doesn't seem to matter to him that he loses.
Right.
They're creating a character where it's like he just wants to disrupt the order of things.
Yeah.
That's what he likes to do. He likes to come in and disrupt. Because even after he lost, he just kept little sister Abigail in his ass anyway. Like,
yeah.
But I kind of like that. I kind of like that, like, the order of things doesn't really matter to him.
Yeah. No, I think they should go, and I've said this for a long time, they should go way further with it. Because he never talks about winning a belt. Like, it doesn't even seem to be a concern for him.
Right.
Nor do I can't even remember the time he was in a match for a belt. They even fought New Day, like, in Battleground. They won and didn't get a belt. So, like, that wasn't even for a belt. He doesn't care about belt. So if he's going to be this, like, Joker character or, like, a cancer on the WWE, then he shouldn't even be drafted. He should be like, that's true.
Right? He should be able to just float around and just mess stuff up. That would be rad.
And they should be like, we have to get rid of him, like the Bray Wyatt problem. And Vince should be like,
right. He should be an issue and they should be trying to like get him out. And he should just be like fucking shit up.
Messing up title matches.
Hey, WWE, hire us. We know what the hell we're talking
about. I've said it for a while. Bray Wyatt. And they should call him when he comes out. Like, they should call him a cancer.
Yeah.
They should literally say that. They should be like, he's here just because he likes anarchy.
Right.
Right? Like, just like, What their vision for what Heath Ledger's Joker was gonna be if he didn't die was like, oh,
and
he's always gonna be around.
And kind of what they did to like Kane for a while.
Yeah.
And even The Undertaker, where they just kind of floated around for a while just doing stuff.
Yeah. It doesn't even work for Kane because he doesn't have the chops to do it. Or Bray Wyatt is literally the best actor they've ever had in the company.
He's so great.
Yeah.
So like, I believe it. I'm like, he's spooky and weird. It's dope.
Yeah, he should like take a championship, light it on fire in the middle of the ring.
Do you know who Bray Wyatt is? He's ill. He carries a lantern to the stage.
He's like a
hillbilly
Joker.
He's supposed to be a hillbilly that lives in the woods and like he has a move called Little Sister Abigail.
Oh. Yeah, Sister Abigail.
Oh, he's got little teeth.
He's great.
Well, I've never noticed that, but I noticed that all females.
Or Sister Abigail, yeah.
Notice. Who don't watch Rusev. Like, when Marissa Strickland's in here, she's talking about the shape of Rusev. I was like, yeah, no, I never noticed their teeth. They're all beautiful men to me. And women.
Well,
anyway, just
looks like kind of like a Guy Fieri type, except a wrestler.
He's he's Duck Dynasty.
I don't know who got insulted in that.
He's Duck Dynasty meets IRS's son.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Oh, he is? He's IRS's son?
Yeah.
Oh, I like him even more now. IRS was my
He's
neighbor.
A Rotunda. Yeah, IRS was great. I was talking about IRS the other day. I was like, that gimmick would work today.
Irvin R. Schweister.
Yeah, Irvin R. Schweister.
He was great.
Yeah, he came out. His
Favorite
initials were
IRS.
IRS
moment is when he beat Hulk Hogan's face in with the briefcase.
Yeah.
And then Hulk Hogan got the mask, and he was like, you'll never beat my face in again. And then they jumped Hulk Hogan and tore off his mask and beat his face in again, and it was amazing.
They don't talk enough about money in wrestling.
It's so good.
It is good. It was amazing.
No, that was great. Like, that is, like, ultimate wrestling. Like, that, for me, is...
The 90s?
The wrestling that I, like, grew up on, grew very attached to, and why I stopped watching WWE after a moment. Because it just didn't feel like that anymore.
Well, they started doing, like, they switched from characters to real names. It went from, like, this guy's Doink the Clown, and then this guy's Hulk Hogan, and then this guy's, like, Randy Orton.
Right.
This guy's Daniel Bryan.
And also, the,
Dave
like,
Batista.
Just the storyline started to be whack. Like, it would just be fun. Like, you had the Repo Man, you had IRS, and the Repo Man, like, he didn't even really have no purpose. It's just, like, people would be fighting, and he would just repossess their stuff. Like, they'll be in the middle of a match, and then on the big screen, he'll be, like, hooking their car up. Like, I'm repossessing your car. It was just, like, wild madness that didn't make sense, but it also made it really cool.
I like that he also has a cartoon bandit mask on.
The Repo Man, yeah.
And he would really repossess stuff.
Yeah.
And I still don't know why. Like, I don't know what the motivation or what it was about, but he would, like...
Because if people were behind on their payments.
He would just repossess their
That's
stuff.
That's why. You have to be able to pay your payments. They got final notice.
They would stop their match to run outside to try to like beat up the repo man.
Oh yeah!
Before he drove off with their truck, it was amazing.
Do you think Orton can beat Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
I just still think no. I think Brock Lesnar will win 100%.
I hope not. All right, maybe I'm just being hopeful.
Well, I think that some people, I think more people think it can happen because of the steroid thing.
Right.
They're like, hey, well, let's cool him a little bit. They're already showing that they're punishing Roman Reigns for his, I don't know, they're punishing him for Adderall for some reason.
Uh-huh.
So, all right, yeah, I think Brock Lesnar will win. What do you think of Enzo and Cass?
I was just watching them on Raw.
Yeah.
Actually, Monday.
So I tell you, I hated the way that he was talking about Sasha Banks. I really hated that.
Yeah,
he was talking about banging Sasha. Like, I did not enjoy that. Head.
It was also too long for me.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
This is way too long.
This opening segments of Raw, they feel this need that they have to be 20 minutes long.
Yeah, it was like, dude, this is way too long.
They got 3 hours to fill, so that's like their whole, they stretched the soup a little bit.
We get it.
Yeah.
I like Big Cass. I like that he kicked the crap out of Jericho.
Yeah. All right. Did Enzo's treatment of Sasha bother you at all? It bothered me.
Nah, it didn't.
Really?
I mean, whatever.
Because he's just like, yo, I was about to get with her. And it's like she's the woman's champion. Like, she's strong. She's higher on the totem than you are, Enzo.
But he thinks he's a smooth dude. Like,
all right, you dig it.
He walks around with the fur, with the chest out. Like.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I
see where his confidence comes from. When you have such a great look. All right, yeah, I mean, I just think it's like, for me, Sasha's the woman's champion. We should treat her like strong. I feel like to make her like a sex object from someone who's lower, I just felt like it was like, we're trying to get the women's division over, you know?
I guess if you look at it like that, in a like girl power kind of way.
I'm the white heterosexual male here, so if you're not offended, then I feel like maybe, never mind, then I love it.
purely in terms of the world of wrestling, I was like, trying to move on some poo nanny.
But then I feel like Sasha, I don't know, I did not enjoy Enzo.
I think you really like Sasha Banks, and it was just more of a personal
Yeah, I was like, get
offense.
Away from my girl.
Yeah, it was more like, yo, you ain't worthy.
Yeah. Maybe I was jealous?
I think so.
Was I feeling some jealousy?
Like, look at this douchebag thinking he could be with Sasha.
Yeah.
I think that's where it was more
I do, I am into Sasha, so that... I'm definitely into this. She's definitely very hot.
Yo, can I ask a random question?
Yeah, sure.
I'm also high, so this is just this just popped into my head.
Yeah.
How McDonald's got new nuggets? They claim they got new nuggets that are like 100% white meat chicken and better for you. Do they make the restaurants throw away all the old nuggets?
Or do they
tell you use the old nuggets till you run out and then start ordering these new nuggets? How many old nuggets are still in McDonald's circulation?
I think they do throw them out. I don't think
they're throwing away all them nuggets.
I think they are. Because I think McDonald's is so evil. Like, they're like, all right, we've announced the new nugget. Like, let's do it in McMahon voice to make it resonate. The new nuggets are here.
I don't think they changed them.
They're lying. The nugget's just the same nugget.
What are you from, Portland?
No. Arizona.
I'm thinking that the nuggets, there are new nuggets, but I'm thinking it's like U.S. currency. Like, we're not even going to get to these new nuggets until 2020, until all the old nuggets are out of circulation. That's what I'm thinking.
You know what? How many... I think they throw them out. I think that's the sad reality. Because they can't give them to kids anymore. They might have done that. They might have put them in the schools.
Like the poor schools.
Yeah, the poor schools. But now, like, you feed kids the nuggets, it's feeding them poison.
I don't think McDonald's is wasting that many nuggets.
It seems like you are a mark for McDonald's. Did you come on my show to shill the new nuggets? I saw you. You showed up with a guy who looks like IRS.
They cut me a check. And,
DiBiase was with you.
They
the
cut
money.
Me a check to plug the Nuggets.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I think my thing to bring it back to Enzo is I just think he's also not funny. I think he's like doing way too much. And he's like, it's like, dude, this isn't NXT anymore where they just like kiss your ass for everything. Like, you need to actually listen and respond to the what's being said to you and respond in like a cool way. Kevin Owens, when they were up there and Kevin Owens was just like,
was
I will hurt you. He's like, I will hurt you. I was like, that felt super real. It's like, you need to say a little bit of that.
No, it was struggle, definitely. There was some long pauses and some awkward moments in his monologue.
And I think Cass is terrible on the microphone.
No, he is, but but I don't want him to talk. I just want him to be big and kick people in the face.
But that's what I'm saying. After every time Enzo speaks, then Cass goes.
Yeah.
And you're like, we don't need you to make, you made like a Bert and Ernie joke. He's always takes some reference.
Yeah.
And then I guess the jokes you're
were
gay.
Bad.
I guess it's like
bad.
You guys are in a tub together. He was, you know?
Yeah.
He's like,
rubbing each other's backs. But then it just got like, you're weird.
Yeah.
You're weird, dude.
Yeah, why are you
fantasizing
that?
About this rubbing each other's soapy backs? I was like, dude, this is awkward.
Yeah, and I guess at its core, it's like a bad gay joke. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a bad gay joke.
Yeah.
It was not, it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny, so it was like whatever.
Right, whatever.
And then I don't like that Owens is in a tag match at SummerSlam because I like Kevin Owens so much, but whatever, it's SummerSlam.
Yeah, I don't like what they're doing with Kevin Owens.
Though Jericho, I love. You don't like it?
I'm just over Jericho.
I feel like he's reinvented himself as a French painter.
His hair plugs make me very mad. I don't like
You don't like his hair plugs?
No, the ones up here that are just looking like hair plugs. And
I think they don't look like hair plugs. You could tell? Or maybe I'm just hopeful because I'm depending on the top myself.
Yeah, that's what I say. You just got white man hope. They look like, definitely look like hair plugs.
It's amazing. We've done incredible feats in science. My buddy Arlen Marmel, the guy that he says, don't mention my full name on the podcast and say, don't tell me anyone where I work. He works at Crunchyroll and up in San Francisco. He's a bald dude. And he always made the comment that like, we've genetically grown ears on rats, like extra ears, but like we've not been able to come up with like a good looking hair solution for men.
I think
can't grow hair back.
I just think you gotta be like super rich because Brady's look good.
Tom Brady's?
Tom's hair situation
looks
awesome.
Yeah, a couple of guys have good ones. Bill Maher's, he's got a good thing going on
up top. Tom's is excellent. But you know, Tom's a stunning man.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy. He's also very rich.
Super rich.
So it just works.
I heard he has like a lot
of
money.
Tom just wins.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so you're not digging Jericho. I think he's funny. I like his thing where he's like, I'll just be like, you better watch it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I think he's finding funny shtick. It reminds me of old goofy Jericho.
That's true.
Which is like, if he's going to be old and be like kind of fat,
he might
as well be funny.
That's all it is. It's just like, I think I'm just done with him. It's like you're kind of out of shape and your hair plugs are
ugly.
Fair.
All right, let's get into
I'm sorry, Jericho, if you listen to this, because you have a right to live however you want, but...
Jericho's actually our only listener. we have one listener, it's Chris Jericho. That would be amazing. Seth Rollins. My dude. Don't even start.
No, I like Seth.
Okay.
I like Seth Rollins. I haven't been, super keeping up with what's going on with him, but I do. I like Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
I do like Seth.
Seth Rollins is great. I don't know. I think he's, like... literally, like, perfect. I think he's awesome. He cut a great promo. He's up against Finn Balor. You dig Finn Balor?
Yeah. That's right. He is up against Finn Balor.
You've been seeing Finn lately?
I've watched, I've been, like, clicking in and out and watching PWG and watching New Japan and just, like, floating around watching stuff. So I've been.
And you like New Japan more than WWE?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So that.
It's
you
more
watch
exciting.
You watch a lot more. And we were talking about that before we went on air here.
That's also what got me back into. WWE was when like a lot of the New Japan guys and like PWG guys started to go over and made me watch it again. So it's like I wasn't watching it kind of at all for a while.
Yeah.
But then like the Bullet Club and like some of the Bullet Club guys, I love the Bullet Club, some of the Bullet Club
Bullet
guys
Club
went over and like AJ Styles, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, I'm going to pay attention to this again.
Young Bucks.
Yeah, I love the Young Bucks.
Man, Young Bucks, that was my first time seeing them wrestle live.
The only reason I went.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, I just want to see the Young Bucks.
I ordered a t-shirt the second I got home. I took a picture with the Young Bucks, and I was like, guys, I'm buying a t-shirt. take a picture of me. I don't like the ones you have here, but I know the one I want, the Super Kick Party
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, Super Kick Party is the best one. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. We were like, don't have the Super Kick Party shirt. That's the best shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, this Young Bucks, I mean, geez, WB, if you're listening, sign these guys. Give them whatever money they want. They will revolutionize tag team. Imagine Young Bucks versus American Alpha.
Right. Like, American Alpha is pretty dope. Yeah. I saw them for the first time last week, and I was into it.
American Alpha have been tearing it up. When I went to NXT Dallas, it was my bachelor party. We went to WrestleMania and NXT, and we went to Dallas, and they had the first match of the night against what are those guys? The Revival stole the show, stole the weekend. I walked away from that weekend, including WrestleMania, going like, American Alpha, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that tag team is serious. Mm-hmm. They should be on Raw, I think. I'm not sure why they're just trying to make SmackDown cool, but.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to build up SmackDown. I think you just need to be patient. I think you're being a little antsy.
I'm jacked up.
With this draft and,
yeah.
You need to be patient and just let them build it up.
I agree. I'm hopeful. I think the draft's a good idea. I've said it. Like, I'm pro the draft because. You need two belts in WWE because you need a belt that someone like a Brock Lesnar right. or a John Cena can hold because it's a big corporate entity.
Right.
And then you need a belt that AJ Styles can hold.
Yes, that's what I like about it because I was getting tired of Cena.
Right.
And I was getting tired of, like, the same champion. It's like, now I can watch something else and care about something
Definitely.
Else. And I don't have to only watch and care about this thing that keeps kind of turning out the same way.
Yeah.
It's like, if I have to watch Triple H fight for a championship belt in
Ever
another
again.
WrestleMania, yeah. I'm going to throw my TV. Like, yeah. It's stupid. It's like, it's dumb. And, like, just stop it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean.
So I like, just like, oh, there's another thing I can, like, be into.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, ultimately, I think the best option is floating champions. Like, if you could have the champion is on both shows. But it won't work with the way WWE
Right.
And you have to be like, okay, here's how WWE is going to do it. They need a face of the company. Like, that's not a work, even though it's part of the writing.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I like it. Plus, because it gives potential for SmackDown to be, like, the anti-good thing.
Right, and they have Daniel Bryan in charge.
The anti-clean, the anti-Monday Night Raw, clean, fun. Like, it could get a little bit looser. It could get a little bit wilder over on that side. Just how Nitro used to be.
Yeah.
That's what made WCW Nitro, like, that's what made that, like, the best night ever.
Oh, Monday nights was so dope.
Raw, and you'd be like, okay, but then you turn to Nitro, you knew it was going to be like wild. Random people were going to be getting diamond cut. People were going to be swearing. Like, it's going to get crazy over there. And like, oh, I want to see that too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they could just do the same.
They had the best iteration of
Hogan. They could literally like steal Eric Bischoff's formula, apply it to SmackDown, and make like all the monies.
Yeah. I just don't think they will. Like, we did a simulation draft episode, and I had my SmackDown very much like the new NXT. I was like, cool, let's make this awesome, and let's put the cruiserweight division on there. But then they kind of split it up where it's a little bit like, it's just like Raw's the better show, and SmackDown's a similar show that's like a little bit worse.
Right.
But it's fine, whatever. It does give guys more segments and stuff. That's the part that's playing off cool. So Finn Balor's mic skills are not good. That's just flat out. He's not really a great wrestling actor. He's got an amazing look. He's a gorgeous man. I would club a baby seal to just transform looking to Finn Balor. Alexis, feel good. Feel free to look him up. He's got like the crystal blue eyes. Gorgeous dude. Great abs. Love it. He's looking a little small next to Rollins, and Rollins is out promoing him by so much. And I feel like Finn was in NXT so long, I'm not sure why he couldn't hone those mic skills. I don't know. Then they cut that. They did that like package, the demon thing, where he's like sitting on a throne, and he's just talking about what the name Finn Balor means. I kind of like that. I just wish he sold me more.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he sold me more. And then they like show you the glimpse of the demon, and then he's gonna show up as the demon.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's just
yeah.
like there's like I don't know how to describe it. It's just something about the performance where he didn't show up on Raw and show me like a guy who's like gonna snap and become the demon. I'm not buying it yet. I think he will get there. I'm also not. I like Finn, but I don't. He doesn't have one move. He needs one good move. Like I don't like. He doesn't have one wrestling move that I get excited to see.
Does he have a finisher?
His finisher is the coup de grace, where he jumps off the top rope, and it gives you like a stomp, like a 2-foot stomp to the tummy. You know, right to the tummy.
I'm going
to
watch it.
Yeah, watch it. I don't like it that much. It's not that my favorite. He does, like, all drop kicks. I don't know. Anyway, I think
the
rumor
is
that he's going over Seth on SummerSlam. That's the rumor. For the Universal title. I think that's just, I don't think he's ready. My buddy Jason Shapiro does not think he's ready. I think, whatever. They held him down in NXT so long that I think they just have to push him really hard.
Right. Let's see.
Yeah, peep it.
Oh, that's kind of weak.
Yeah.
I like that it's called the coup de grace, but...
The name's cool.
The name's cool.
Well, the flavor of Finn is cool. He just doesn't come off as a guy who, like, is going to snap
cool
into
thing.
The demon.
Yeah.
And then his Instagram doesn't help. His Instagram's like, he does these, like, Finn freeze pictures. And he's, like, he's very smiley on there. He's, like, super happy. And then, like, I look at Instagram a lot, so...
He's ruining the character.
Yeah. Like, Lana's, like, so... if Lana's Instagram is very much... She's, like, very in character. Like, she's, like, so into herself and, like, posting, like, bikini pics all the time and, like, calling herself the Ravishing Russian and be like, you'll never... Like, I'm the best. And you're like, it helps.
Yeah. No doubt.
Whatever.
Also, what a waste opportunity not to call his Instagram Finstagram.
Oh,
yeah. He might have. Hey, we'd have to look it up. But,
that
was
genius
stuff.
The
Finstagram. This is why Alexis is around. So did you see the Roman Reigns wedding segment, the Rusev wedding segment?
No.
All right, so I'll talk about this segment. Roman Reigns, so Rusev, they do like, Rusev and Lana got married.
Uh-huh.
And then Rusev had a, they did like a recreation wedding segment. It was a little bit undefined what it was. It was like.
I was like, because they really got married.
Yeah, they really got married and they showed pictures from their real wedding. But then they were like, all right, you know, back in the day, they would have just been like, here's the actual wedding. But because of social media, everyone knows they got married already.
Right.
But, like, it doesn't matter. You can make this the actual wedding.
They could have did the wedding.
They could have just been like, this is the wedding. But instead it was like, we're just going to get up here and celebrate. And they were up there just like, I don't know, like, just, they were getting boring chants. People were like, this is boring. It was boring. Then Roman Reigns showed up and went back. Oh, you watching the?
Yeah, it's boring.
It's boring already,
it's
right?
It's boring already.
Yeah. But then Roman Reigns shows up and he starts being his, like, old, goofy self.
But this is what I don't like about these Raw. This is Raw, right?
Yeah.
This is what I like better about SmackDown. Because SmackDown, the segments are quicker and people just get beat up. It's like people are talking, someone runs in, beats up somebody. Someone's trying to do something, no time for that. Time to beat people up.
Yeah.
These Raw segments are always so long.
Yeah.
I feel like it started with the Undertaker kidnapping of Vince McMahon's family. And after they just never got shorter.
Teenage Stephanie.
And they never got shorter. It's like when gas goes up and it just never goes back to that price. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like they stayed there and it's just like, why are these people talking so much?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the nice thing is they're not opening the show with just like the corporation, you know, the authority coming out and just and like talking about how great Seth is or talking about how great Orton is. Like they did that for like a year,
right?
So at least they're starting with different stuff. But the segments don't need to be so long; they just have 3 hours to fill. So I guess logistically they have to be, but they shouldn't be from a standpoint of quality.
Right.
What are you watching? The wedding?
I just moved it to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, so Roman Reigns comes out.
Who I hate.
Yeah, so they start fighting. So what
you defending don't like- the honor of his wife and the institution of
death. You don't like Roman?
I hate him.
I don't like Roman either.
He's
but
terrible. He's terrible.
What
I was so
like?
Glad he lost the belt. I just, he's so corny. That super punch is so corny. He's so lame. His mic skills suck. Just, He's terrible.
I don't like Roman at all.
I don't like him either.
No, but I did. People thought this Raw was like.
Uh oh.
What are you getting?
Uh oh. Smacked his lady. Crashed him into his wife.
Into the cake. Lana went into the cake.
Oh.
She was covered in so. That cake was like was so red.
The disrespect. The disrespect.
This was like such Attitude Era.
Yeah, this is great.
If in the Attitude Era, they would find a reason for her dress to pull off. Yeah. Her dress would have fell off.
And they would have, like, DDT'd her through the table.
Yeah.
No problem.
Samoan drop right through the table.
I miss the times where you could just abuse a woman on wrestling with no repercussions.
Those were the good old days.
It was great.
It was great.
It was great.
You get to see them in their undies.
Macho Man smacked Elizabeth before. Bananas.
You did. It was ridiculous.
Great.
So, I mean, I feel like Roman, so you can see that segment, it's like pretty boring. Roman Reigns came out and then he comes out and he has one thing I liked. He came out and he was like, Rusev was like, why are you here? And he's like, you need a best man. You're going to have a little wedding celebration. I'll be your best man. I was like, that's okay. That felt like funny.
Right.
Then he goes on and he starts pouring the champagne. I actually dug that a little bit too. But then he always has to make a really bad joke.
His mic skills suck.
They're so bad.
It's like, you are related to The Rock.
You should be good on the mic.
Your mic skills are trash. I hate that he talked. And his move, that thing with the arm and the...
You don't like him? Yeah. But he's gonna fight Rusev at SummerSlam.
Which is cool.
Which I think is cool. It's a demotion for Reigns, but it feels like that'll get him back up. I kind of just like giving him a pass. I don't hate him as much when he's fighting for the U.S. belt. Because that feels like, all right, he belongs over there. Like,
right.
If you're going to put him in the top spot against Triple H, I'm going to be bored.
Yeah, no, Rusev, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's
I just
not
hope Rusev wins. I love Rusev.
I do too. I wanted him to win last SummerSlam. He's not a he's not a top spot dude to me, Roman Reigns. Like, yeah. He's just boring.
He said, "Your Sasquatch." He called him like a Sasquatch. But that's the same thing he said that suffering succotash thing like a while back. Sasquatch, he can't say S's. Stay away from the S's.
You come from a lineage of a man who made up the Poontang pie,
yeah.
And then smacked somebody.
Made
with
the
it.
Name of SmackDown.
Then smacked somebody with it. Like, come on.
Yeah, that was pretty weak for
dude.
For Reigns. One thing I did like is Rusev.
That was my
and
favorite
Lana.
Rock moment, by the way. The Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, the Poontang pie?
When he had all the pies lined up. And he was like...
His favorite kind of pie.
Was
Nomar Garcia Parra there? Was that in Boston?
I don't know, was it?
Oh, there's one time when Nomar was there.
And then he smacked him with a Poontang pie.
Yeah.
Man, they need to bring The Rock back.
They will.
Legend.
They will. He wrestled at Mania this year.
Yeah.
Against Eric Rowan. He had a 6-second match. So whatever, that segment. I did like this one small thing is that Lana said and Rusev, when Roman Reigns was pouring the champagne, and then Lana and Rusev were both saying, like, this is not yours.
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, the perfect foreign thing. She's like, this is not yours. This is not yours. I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, like, I get exactly what you're saying.
This is not yours. They were taking no physical action, just saying that over and over. Anyway. Sasha, Dana Brooke, that happened. I mean, whatever. That's good because they just established that Dana Brooke's banned from ringside. So
right.
It's Sasha Charlotte. That's great because, like, let them
have
a match.
I saw that. That was good.
Let them just have a match.
Banning her from ringside was good.
Yeah. Then the club. Did you see ring post
itis? That's all good stuff, too. Those little side stories to build up the match are great.
Yeah. And also, just the fact that I don't want interference. I want to see Sasha versus Charlotte clean. It's SummerSlam. Like, let them show. They're great wrestlers. Let them just show what they can do.
Yeah.
Did you see the club ring post-itis thing?
No.
So the club has this thing where they took Big E last week, and they, like, you know that move wrestling do? It's very DX. Is when they, like, put their legs on either side of the ring post from outside the ring, and then pull and, like, squish their balls. They did that, but they're calling that, like, they're doing that to guys now, and then the pain that they feel in their balls, they're calling it ring post-itis. Like, they dress, they're wearing like doctor coats and just diagnosing guys with ring post-itis.
Awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome.
That's so good.
I thought it was funny.
That's great. No, that's good.
Yeah. I thought the club, and that's like Bullet Club shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I dig it.
That's awesome.
I really dug that. I thought that was funny.
I like that. That's fun. The doctor coats and
they're diagnosed guys with ring post-itis. And then they did a fake commercial for their like doctor clinic being like, you know, like those commercials that are like, you might be suffering from ring post-itis. And they were wearing the coats and they were reading it like really dry. I thought that was really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very DX like. I just don't understand why they're not still with AJ. Like, when the three of them were together, I felt like it was stronger. I like the club with AJ.
Right.
AJ's over by himself on SmackDown cutting these heel promos against Cena, who's the
Which
best mic
great.
Worker maybe ever. And they, you know, up there with The Rock and stuff. And like, if he had the two guys standing next to him, he could at least like run. They could laugh at his jokes. It would make him stronger. Even though AJ is holding his own on the mic, he's pretty good.
No, I still think it's great. I think I like what he's doing. I like the heel work that he's doing. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
He's like, he's shitting on kids. He's shitting on the audience. He's shitting on Cena. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
So I think...
I want someone to just really shit on Cena. I'm so sick of John Cena.
Yo, AJ is shitting on Cena really good.
Yo, he is, in a real way. Like, he's addressing the things that the actual public hates about John Cena.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you always win. You're good. Like, everybody loves you. Like, fuck all that.
And also, he's John Cena's always on his, like, fucking high horse.
Yeah.
About, like, this is my home. WWE's my home. Like, this is, like,
I do this for the kids with cancer, and I do this for the troops, and I do it for America. Like,
and it's
shut
great.
Up, John Cena.
It's great for Cena, because that's him.
Yep. Shit on Cena is the perfect hashtag.
Shit on Cena. Like, they had beat up John Cena, now it's shit on John Cena. Shit on John Cena. But yeah, so like, I'm saying that works for John Cena. It's awesome face, and it is who he is. That's why it's awesome. Like, the hustle, loyalty, respect is corny, except for the fact that that's who he actually is.
It is him, and that's really him, like, off camera, and like, he loves working with kids. It's like, I get it.
Yeah.
I truly do get it. I just don't like it.
But
I'm tired of it.
The thing that's
annoying.
And I
just hate everything about it. I hate his clothes. I hate his promo gear. It's ugly. It all looks like gas
Aren't
station clothes.
Aren't you a Boston person? Don't you like John Cena?
I like John Cena the man.
Yeah.
I do not like John Cena the wrestler.
Do you like when John Cena like sounds a little like urban sometimes?
Yeah, that's the Cena I miss though. It's like spinner chain.
Yeah.
Football jersey, Timberland boot, Cena.
That's my John Cena. The doctor, the Thugonomics.
That's my John Cena. Like, I don't like this dude.
But the thing is, like, AJ, John Cena keeps shitting on AJ because AJ was like, you know what? If I don't like it here, I'll go back to Japan. But it's like, AJ represents the long route to success. Like, AJ represents what most wrestlers go through. Not most wrestlers don't become the biggest superstar at 22 years old like John Cena. He's 40 years old, finally getting his WWE moment because he's like, yo, I worked my ass off to be honest. I remember AJ Styles in TNA. He sucked. Yeah. I hated him. I was like,
he was great in New Japan.
Right. Then he went there, he did the Bullet Club, and he got his mom haircut. He rocks it. Someone pointed out to me, I thought it was great, is that AJ is one of the few professionally wrestling dudes that comes out with dry hair. Do you notice that?
Oh, he
comes out with full-on, like, poofed-out, like, old-school Triple H dry hair. Dry hair is very rare in professional wrestling.
He doesn't get the slick back.
No, he's got a nice, gorgeous poof, and it's attracted a lot of attention. But, yeah, so AJ is just – so John Cena attacks that, but I'm like, yo – it's awesome AJ came that route, and he's just like, yo, WWE shit on me for so long. I'll leave this place. It's not good.
Yeah, no, it's
awesome.
Great. I love that.
The working man.
I love his attitude.
John Cena pretends to be the working man. AJ Styles is the working man.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, fuck you, dude.
He should say that.
You a lame.
Anyway, Cena, man, but John Cena cuts a mean promo.
Oh, yeah,
I would not want to be in the ring
on the sticks
against John Cena.
He's nice with it. He's nice with it. His promos are dope. And, like, he kind of makes himself impossible to hate unless you're me and I don't care, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like he's like,
watch
you know,
out, Sam J will not, she will shoot on any wrestler.
Yeah, it's like, no, because he's so good and it's like the kids love him and he loves America. It's like, it's hard, like, how do you hate this dude? You know what I mean? He's doing it for all the right reasons, but I'm still like, nah, man.
Cool. So, what was I going to say? Oh, have you seen any of this Heath Slater stuff?
No.
He's doing this thing where he's like a free agent.
I love this because I'm actually getting completely caught up in wrestling at the same
he's
time.
He's a free agent. So he's doing this thing where he's trying to get signed. It's just pretty funny. They were like, if you have a match and you win it, then we'll sign you to SmackDown. And he's like trying to get signed on Raw. Like, that's funny because he's the only guy who's on the whole roster undrafted. He's funny. I don't know. I like it. And then he lost to Rhino, but then Daniel Bryan, they showed them being like, let's offer him a contract anyway. And then he comes back just screaming like, fine, I lost. You know what? I don't want to work for here. And then they don't give him the contract even though they were going to sign.
Like,
and he keeps
himself.
Lying about how many kids he has to support. He's like, I got two kids at home. And then he's like, I got four kids at home. And then he's like, I got 10 kids at home. And he's like, I just got them a pool.
That's pretty rad.
I don't know. He's getting
they
that
like
stuff
talked themselves out. Like, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, Ziggler Ambrose stuff. That stuff was pretty boring this week. Seemed like just a rehash of last week. Someone told me that they think Ziggler's gonna is just Ambrose is gonna win, and then they're just it's a holdover till they can get the Ambrose AJ Styles feud going. That's the one they're really excited about. I don't know if that's true.
I don't think. I don't think Dolph's gonna win.
Yeah. The Divas division on SmackDown is feeling like a Divas division.
It's great.
Like not feeling like you like it.
I like it.
I feel like it's like so old school. Like they all feel like so cartoony. I got like not liking it except for I like Becky Lynch and I'm liking with Ava Marie. But like,
I like that so they got a different Divas belt over there, right?
Not they are. They don't have it yet.
Okay, because
but they are. They've announced they will have one.
Is the WWE Divas belt? It changed, right?
Yeah, it's the women's championship belt.
But what is the way it looks? Has the way it looks?
It looks exactly like the
regular belt.
The Raw belt. Although I don't know if this is confirmed, but I think I saw a leaked picture of the
they got rid of the butterflies, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just looks like the dude's belt.
It just looks like a dude's belt, right? I thought that was because it was on SmackDown, and that's why I was like, oh, I like that. Because I hated that butterfly belt.
Here. So I think the Universal title is going to look like this. And the SmackDown title is going to look like that. They're just going to be the exact same title.
But different colors.
But red is for Raw and SmackDown, right. Which I don't like.
Why?
I feel like they shouldn't look the same. They should be different.
I mean, it makes sense. One is red.
But why is this one universal? This one's supposed to be the bigger title for the whole universe. And then this is the WWE Championship. It's like blue. It's just a little corny. This one's red. This one's blue. I'll get used to it.
So you know, you just don't like this layout. This draft. So you know where to attach it. You don't want to.
I feel like they should be totally different.
It's an easy association. Okay. You know red is Raw. You know blue is SmackDown. Everybody knows they watch WWE.
But your whole thing was like, all right, it should feel like Nitro versus Raw again.
Right.
They would never have the same belt. They would have a different belt.
I mean, it is different.
They should go back to the big, flat NWO belt.
Oh, okay.
That should be the SmackDown belt. The gold, flat NWA belt.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The flat belt. That would be dope, too.
That's what they had. I like that. But I don't know. But I imagine the female belt looks like this. It's just white.
Right.
So I imagine they'll just do the same thing. They'll just, the black parts of the belt, the leather, that'll just be white, and they'll have a red one and a blue one. I mean, whatever. It's cool. But they're going to have two sets of tag match, and then they're bringing the cruiserweight.
So they're going to have two. There's going to be two cruiserweights.
1,000 belts.
Yeah. I think there shouldn't be that many.
It's too many belts.
I agree that some of the things should overlay.
Yeah.
Like the tag team championship should overlay between the two. You know what I'm saying? I think there could be two champions. But, like, yeah, because then you get too many belts. Cruiserweight. Yeah. I'm a cruiserweight over here. There's a cruiserweight over here. And you got Intercontinental, whatever they call that now, over there and over there. Like, yeah. That's too confusing.
Well, let's go. Have you watched any of the Cruiserweight Classic?
Yes, I have, actually. I was watching it. That shit is dope. Homie. It's fun.
I love it.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah. I think, the rumor I read today is that whoever wins is going to be the first Cruiserweight champion.
I feel like that's my homeboy told me when we were watching it.
Yeah, they haven't announced that yet, but I think they're waiting to announce it. But then I know for a fact that Zack Sabre Jr., who we saw at PWG, do you dig Zack Sabre Jr.?
I liked him when I saw him on the Cruiserweight thing, and then I saw him at PWG, so I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Or in reverse.
Do you think he's too scrawny?
No.
No, it doesn't bother you?
I mean, it's Cruiserweight.
Yeah, it's Cruiserweight.
He's supposed to be able to, move fast, fly through the air,
Yeah, and he's got all those submission holds. But the rumors he didn't sign. Well, it's not a rumor. That's confirmed that he did not take his. They offered him a WWE deal and he didn't take it.
Mm.
So you know he's not going to win the CWC. I think he'll get Kota Ibushi because he's signed. I think he'll probably end up winning. But yeah, I don't know. The Cruiserweight Classic is just awesome. There's not much to say. It's just good wrestling.
Yeah, it's fun.
There's
to
not
watch.
Much story. They're not going for much story there. So
yeah, they're just fighting.
Yeah, definitely. And cool. So. I think I want to just look. Let's round it out, but let's look at the SummerSlam card. Alexis got it. Let's just look at what we're looking at because I think most, if not all, the matches are announced at this point. Well, let's maybe make some predictions.
Bang bang, I'm with it.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start them. I don't know. You can read them in any order. Yeah, I think we can start from the less important matches.
Cool.
Those are actually the more fun ones to think about.
All right. So, first up, we got Rusev versus Roman Reigns.
So, that's for the United States title. You think they'll change that? I think Rusev will win clean. I think they're going to have Rusev. Maybe not clean. But
I was going to say, I think Rusev's going to win.
I think Rusev will win just because, like, that is a... I hope it's clean. I hope they just, like, elevate... Like, Rusev could use a really big
win.
Yeah,
no, he could. And he, like, he's earned it, I feel.
Yeah, he's in, like, real... He got, like, pretty jacked up.
Right. And they made him, like, lose to Cena last SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Like, just, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think that they should let Rusev win. And then, like, Roman Reigns, he'll recover. He's Roman Reigns.
Right.
And I think also Roman Reigns losing is kind of a win for Roman Reigns. He used to be humbled. Everyone's complaining about Roman Reigns that he got pushed too fast.
Yeah.
So if you have him lose a little bit and then
he needs to do something. He needs to, like, change this character up some kind of way.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to do something.
I didn't even get into that just because it's literally the only thing we talk about on this podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what's the next match?
We've got Enzo and Big Cass versus Jericho and Kevin Owens.
I mean, like, this is weird when you put together... I hate when they put together a tag team that's not actually a tag team.
I hate that, too, with the Kevin Owens-Jericho thing.
Because then, like, Enzo and Cass should win just because it's like, if they're a tag team, then elevate them.
Right. And I also feel like maybe Kevin Owens doesn't really have Jericho's back.
Yeah.
And something shady's going to go down. Because it was like, he didn't really help him. He was like... Like, when was going down, he didn't really help him. He waited till he got beat up and he pulled him out.
Yeah.
And he was like, I had your back. You saw me. You saw me. So I don't trust this I got your back situation going on.
Yeah, Kevin Owens shouldn't. I mean, Kevin Owens, it's so out of character for
and
him.
He always
to,
like, turns on people. Like, now he's just known for turning on people. So it's like.
Yeah. I think who's going to win that match? I think it's going to be Enzo and Cass.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think they should win that match just because they're an actual tag team.
We've got The New Day versus Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson.
Ooh, the club. I think the club should win. I think New Day's had the belt. They've already set the record for had the belt. They need to, like, reset and lose to, like, to be to just to, like, oh, and then they can win it back soon. But I think we need to elevate the club.
Team Bootios.
New Day, you're just New Day all the way.
All day.
Yeah, and then you saw him with Diddy. I mean, that made
I love New Day.
Yeah, New Day's amazing. There's no way about it. They just...
Because it's great. It was... Because, like, man, Kofi was getting lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
And he was such a good wrestler.
Yeah.
And the resurgence of him in New Day, it's just beautiful.
I think they should all get a little bit of ring post-itis. I think AJ Styles should interrupt. And then I think... Yeah, I don't know. I think the club. I like the club. I got to do a fight with my friends this weekend.
It's probably going to go down the way you want it to.
Yeah.
Just because of how they're setting it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's probably going to go down the way you want it to. And the New Day's probably going to end up with ring post-itis. But
definitely.
Team Bootios.
And I think the club are going to end up... Finn's going to end up needing the club.
Right.
He's going to end up needing the Bullet Club because he's just on his own. He looks... Tiny and so I just think he built. I think it's time to build up the club, baby. Ring
Post-itis. I feel like there is a need for a group.
Yeah,
there's a need for a stable and what better than the Bullet Club?
Yeah, the club and sign the Young Bucks.
All right, we got
Young Bucks are so dumb.
John Cena versus AJ Styles.
Cena.
Who do you think is gonna win that?
Cena.
You think Cena will win? I think what happened last pay-per-view? Cena and Enzo and Cass won. I think AJ Styles is going to win clean.
You do?
Yeah, I think he is. I
would be so... This is the thing, right? And this is just jaded Sam.
Yeah.
I always am like, this time they're going to put somebody over Cena. And it's going to be so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so happy. And then it never happens. So the pessimist in me is like, he's not going to win.
John Cena can lose. AJ really needs, like, a big win.
I felt the same way last year with Rusev.
Yeah. But Rusev is not AJ. Like, AJ Styles is top, is a headline caliber wrestler.
Right.
Rusev is not, at least not right now, that I'm like, you know. That I that was at WrestleMania 31, right? That's when Rusev Cena. So I'm saying, yeah, I don't know.
SummerSlam. Was it SummerSlam?
I know I've picked.
I feel like it was SummerSlam. Rusev came out with the tank.
Yeah. No, that was WrestleMania 31.
Yeah, WrestleMania. Yeah. It was outside. Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there. I'm big time. Yeah, I think, I mean, look, I would rather if I'm gonna get my one upset win, I would like it to be AJ Styles. Like, he's the one I really would like him to win. I really think he needs it.
Right.
I'm crossing my fingers. I'll be upset if he loses.
I agree totally. Yeah. I just don't think they're gonna do it.
Yeah.
All right. The Miz versus Apollo Crews.
I think the Miz will win.
Yeah, I think the Miz will win too.
Apollo Crews is so boring.
Yes.
I mean,
he is.
What a talent. I've never seen a guy so talented and so boring at the same time.
When him and the Miz were like doing that interaction, it like he made the Miz boring.
Yeah, and the Miz is great.
And he's great. Yeah. He made the Miz boring.
Miz and Maryse laying on the table on SmackDown, they were just like staring into each other's eyes. I was like, I love this. This is amazing. He's like, wait, let's pause and look at my wife. She's so beautiful. I don't know. I think that's like some Elizabeth Macho Man shit. I love it.
All right. We got Sasha Banks versus Charlotte.
I mean, Sasha Banks has to retain. She has to. She just got it. Why would they give it? Like, they would just make Sasha look weak.
Sasha Banks.
Yeah, Sasha Banks. Although I Sasha Banks. It's fine. I like Charlotte a lot.
All right. Dean Ambrose versus Dolph Ziggler.
Dean.
I think Dean Ambrose will win. I will want Ziggler to win. I can't. It sucks. In my heart of hearts, gun to the head, I cannot see them giving the belt to Ziggler.
They're not going
to
do it.
No. No. And I think Ziggler could lose, and then that could be he'll turn heel there.
Yeah.
He'll be so pissed off.
Dean.
Yeah.
All right. Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins.
Ooh. So the rumor is that Finn's going over. That's the big rumor all over the internet. It's like they're pushing Finn. Vince is all in on Finn. He loves Finn. That's the rumors. I think Seth Rollins should win.
Me too.
I think you want the first champion of that belt to be someone like Seth Rollins, who's going to go down. He's a Hall of Famer. Like, he's no joke. That's the full card?
No, there's one more.
Oh, yeah, there's one more. We know it.
Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton.
Is this the main event? This is probably the main event match, right?
This is main event.
It seems to be what they're pushing as the main event.
This is number one, I assume.
Yeah,
it's the main event.
It seems to be their marquee matchup. They're selling it really well. I like the stuff they're like, these two guys met in OVW. They were so young and so jacked in those clips. They're both like juiced to the gills, these guys. They're like 20 years old. They looked amazing. I would say, who do you think's going to win?
I would.
I was like, I'm sorry. Can we delete that out?
I want Randy Orton.
Yeah, I think Brock Lesnar will win.
But maybe Brock's probably, I don't know.
I think Brock will win.
They might, man. But I really want Randy Orton.
Unless they really want to put SmackDown over. You know, like they're really pushing that Orton is like the face of SmackDown. They've proven how strong the RKO is. They've upped the strength of the RKO.
Right.
And Orton is looking really good where they might, even if they thought Lesnar was going to win, maybe they want a full timer to have the belt.
I'm just tired of Brock's old fuddy duddy, soft in the middle looking ass rolling around and overpowering people.
Did you hear?
I want quick athleticism to out like win just brawn, you know?
Yeah. Ambrose, did you see him on the Stone Cold podcast?
No,
worth a watch.
I recorded it.
Yeah. It's worth a watch because he blames it how bad their WrestleMania match was on Brock Lesnar. He's like, I was met with extreme laziness.
Man, like seriously, like I'm just tired of the way he just moves around. You know what I mean? I'm just over it.
Yeah.
I want to see some high flying ass kicking shit.
Dope. All right. Well, you've heard it. We've wrapped up SummerSlam. So Sam J, thanks for coming in. Where can we find you on the social media web?
At Sam J Comic on Twitter, SamJy Comic, and the same on Instagram.
Cool. You want to plug anything?
Nope.
Nope. Cool. Well, hey, follow us on Twitter at @COWCowPodcast and rate and subscribe the podcast. Write your wrestling thoughts in there, and we will read them. And one more plug. August 19th, midnight, UCB Franklin, the UCB SummerSlam Tacular will be happening. All your favorite superstars will be there in sketch comedy form. I will be hosting as Hulk Hogan, like I always do, apologizing for my racism. And check that out. You can get tickets on ucbtheater.com. It's going to be super fun. some, I'm going to talk to some wrestling talent who might be in the mix. I'll have more details for you guys next week. All right, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.